Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Had they won, I don't know if I would feel any better about things.
Nothing really matters at this point because win or lose, the Browns get their pick anyway. You're just hoping they come back healthy next year, make some good acquisitions in free agency, and see what happens. And we can't even talk about the draft. We were joking about that in the meeting this morning.
Oh, well, at least they'll have a high.
No, they won't have a high pick. Don't.
Get some sweet third-round picks, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have three of those.
Yeah. That's what everyone's argument seems to be is, oh, we need eight teams. If you added four more teams, you're adding teams that don't deserve to play for the national championship.
If you're a proponent of an 18 playoff, this is the best thing that could happen.
It's the first time it's happened that someone...
Well, with a team somebody cares about. That's not going to move the needle, but Ohio State will move the needle. There'll be teams that don't deserve to get in, but I'm not so sure that there was a fourth team that deserved to get in this year.
That's what I was saying.
It's going to vary from year to year. The reality is, if you don't deserve to get in, you're not going to win the thing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. We welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. If you missed any of the great stuff you just heard there and a lot of other good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com.
Thank you.
Mont says, I am not a Rockets fan, but I've noticed when a Houston team is obviously good, the go-to line, they are fun to watch. It was done with the Astros. Is that local media code for they are good, but I'm afraid to buy in? You guys aren't the only ones who do this. It's a line that everyone says in the media. Well, I can't speak to anybody else in the media. I don't know what media code is. I know what this show is and what we say. Just like I said, the Texans were a hell of a lot of fun to watch when Deshaun Watson was playing quarterback. Yeah. I like being entertained by these teams, and the Rockets were not fun to watch when it was just James Harden and ISO.
Yeah, and the Rockets for me haven't been fun in a while. Even when they were good, they weren't fun to watch. The Texans, you know, the last several years have not been fun for me to watch. That's what I was talking about with Lance.
And oh, God, no. They're 9-7.
You know what? Here's a good example of a team, and I watched these guys play yesterday. The Minnesota Vikings are really good. They're not fun to watch. It's not like an exciting brand of football. It's very grinding. It's very...
They could very well win the Super Bowl with that.
They could. But that doesn't mean it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean by that. I mean, it's appealing to the eyes.
I like being entertained.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And that's why I've always liked air raid offenses that throw the ball up and down the field. And
and that's why it's so easy for me to say I like the Warriors so much because clearly they're very good. But they if you've watched basketball for the last 4 years, they're an exciting team to watch. They move the ball well. It's just a fun brand of basketball. Yeah, James Harden ISOing at the top and then driving and flailing his arms to get to the free throw line the last 3 years wasn't fun. Mm. What they're doing this year is it's a different brand and it is fun to watch.
And like you said, the Astros had so many exciting young players. That to me, it was fun to watch George Springer going out there and hitting all those home runs. What did you forget?
My phone just looked bigger, and then I realized that's not my phone.
Is it blowing up from a text with my wife?
I would imagine.
Girlfriend? No, she doesn't text.
I'm lucky. My wife and I we don't do a lot of texting because I don't bother her when she's at work, and she doesn't bother me when I'm at work.
That's nice.
And it's usually anything she needs me to do during the day, she tells me in the morning before she leaves, so we don't have to do that. But, in fact, I probably text her less than I do a lot of my friends.
I don't text very many people. I don't like to text a whole lot. I like talking to people.
Well, I text a lot now for SportsMap, which I haven't got everybody trained yet, but I don't want to have a phone conversation with you. If I had a phone conversation with every single person writing for me, I would never have time for anything.
Yeah, so I just try to let you know when I finish my story.
Yeah,
that's like the extent of our texts.
Yeah, and that's fine. So hey, there's an MMA story in there. Boom, done. Thanks. Yeah, it's up. Here you go. That's simple. And most people are like that. When they send me their stuff, they just shoot me an email or a text. Or if they have a question, shoot me an email. Right, that's the easy way to do it. That way, I can get to it when I have time. But I have a few people that just want to have conversations, and I ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Squeezing a couple calls here.
TJ, you're on the Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports.
Hey, sports.
I asked y'all at the beginning of the season who y'all thought was the best conference in college football, and y'all said the Big Ten. I was wondering if y'all still stood by it.
No, I was wrong. Yeah, the Big Ten's not that good.
That's why you can't judge these things till the end of the season.
But yeah, to be honest, I don't know who the best conference is. I mean, it's easy to just fall back and say the SEC, but
Really, after those top two teams, and Auburn turned out to be really good, and I think LSU by the end of the season was really good, but man, the middle of that conference,
It's pretty rough.
Yeah,
because teams like Tennessee and Florida and A&M that they need to buoy to bolster the middle, and Florida should be in the top. They were just bad.
Yeah. All right,
but yeah, I don't know who the best conference was, and I don't know if there is like a de facto best conference right now.
I mean, I still think it would if I still think the three best in no particular order were the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten. I think the Pac-12 wasn't as good this year, and the Big 12 wasn't as good, although Oklahoma was good. And Oklahoma may win the whole thing. And then they may also get beat by Georgia. That's why I'm excited about this, because I don't know who's going to win in either one of those games. All right, let's get Minnesota Dan on. He wants to weigh in on his Vikings. I bet he's going to tell us they're exciting.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I just I'm just kind of getting sick and tired of the Vikings getting no love or no respect anywhere around the league. What they're doing with, no running back. He got hurt, which was a leading running back. Basically, on their third string quarterback, they have Adam Thielen, who's an undrafted guy with pretty much leading the league in receptions and yards, and Stephon Diggs. I mean, they got a great offense, and yet they can still play smash mouth football and
run
the ball.
You just answered your own question.
Their defense is unbelievable.
The reason they're not getting respect around the league is for all the reasons you just said. People expect that bubble to burst. Like, people think, well, the defense is solid, the offensive line's good, but they don't have a running back. They don't have a running back. Their quarterback, they're on their third string quarterback. How long can that last? That's why people are scared to buy into the Vikings. The Vikings are really good. I just don't know if come playoff time that Case Keenum is the dog that'll hunt. I just don't feel comfortable saying, yeah, I'll pick Case Keenum to get through the playoffs and beat Drew Brees, Cam
Carson
Newton,
Wentz.
Russell Wilson, and Carson Wentz. I have a hard time picturing that. But, I mean, they're clearly good. I mean, there's no arguing that at this point.
Yeah, but the whole they're not getting the respect they deserve thing. Look, if you're talking about ESPN talking about them, they're not going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. That's the same thing as if the Texans were good, they wouldn't be talking about them. Although, I don't know. I guess the Texans have some guys who are legitimate stars, like J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson, but who aren't there now. But, I mean, that's everybody thinks that about their team. I guarantee a Philly fan thinks that. It's like, oh, we lost, so now we're not going to get any love.
No, yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah, the truth is you get attention by what you do on the field. So keep doing what you're doing. You're going to get all the attention you want.
And I think next year when Dalvin Cook's back, I think he's going to be a star.
Yeah, I do too.
Because behind that offensive line, that guy can run. He's going to be a star.
Killed my fantasy teams this year was him getting hurt early.
Yeah, that sucks.
That guy was on his way. And I still don't know. We were talking about this a little bit off air. Case Keenum's going to get paid by somebody next year. $2 million a year. Golly.
Yep.
So good for him. But I don't know what else to say about him. I said Mike Zimmer's done a hell of a job. They're a very balanced team. I don't find them particularly fun to watch, if we're getting back to that.
Yeah.
But, that doesn't – if that is disrespectful, then sorry. But the reality is, I like teams that are – exciting on offense. Like I think Philadelphia has gotten to be pretty exciting on offense with Carson Wentz.
With the exception of last night.
Yeah. Last night was not a good effort, but they're not going to have a good one every time. That's why I've always liked the Steelers. Usually they're fun to watch on offense. The Brady and the Patriots, Breeze and the Saints most years are.
Here's another example of a team not fun to watch. Probably make the playoffs, not fun to watch the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh god, yeah, no. They're
abysmal to watch.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time when I'm watching a Ravens game is when Justin Tucker comes out because he's my favorite player.
But if you're a Ravens fan, you love it. But I think part of it is...
I don't think Raven fans love it.
Yeah, they probably don't. But
I mean, they probably wish that Joe Flacco was back to like 5 years ago, Joe Flacco slinging it all over the field and showing off that big arm. They can't possibly watch that and go, oh, this is so great to watch. No.
Yeah, I think, well, the thing about the reason I think it's so important to me to be entertained is because we've had to watch the Texans with all these crap quarterbacks for year after year after year. And that's why I got so excited when they finally got Watson in there. It was so much fun to watch. And it's not always about the quarterback. Because like I said, with the Steelers, it's Antonio Brown, it's Le'Veon Bell. They've just got all these explosive players on offense that are fun. That makes it exciting. And it's just like anything else. If I want to go watch a movie and I'm going to spend money on a movie, then I'm going to pick one that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So if my movie money is going to either a Steelers game or a Ravens game, it's going to go to a Steelers game. Of course, we have to watch them all anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. You know what else we got to do? We got to get pajamas from Pajamagram.
Oh, I'd probably
look
good in
those.
That's what
you should do. Yeah. Christmas is coming up, man. And you want something that's going to make her happy. You want something that's going to make you happy. The Hoodie Footy, the world-famous Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that problem that men have faced since the days of the caveman. It provides the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means that she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And if you're not into the Hoodie Footy, they've got a ton of stuff there, including the sexy midnight fantasy. You can get the Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy in the sweet and sexy gift set. And you buy both at pajamagram.com. You'll save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Thank goodness. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them your friend AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we were back on The Blitz, or are back on The Blitz.
We are.
JOff288, who, by the way, was all over Georgia last week, said OSU would be in if they didn't play OU. I bet coaches stopped scheduling tough out of conference and scheduled down to try to go undefeated and win their conference. That would suck. See, I don't think so, because then you're going to wind up being Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Where you've got to go undefeated to get in. And it wasn't the OU loss that cost him.
It was the Iowa loss. Nobody looks at that Oklahoma loss and says, oh, they really blew it there.
Yeah.
No, it's a respectable loss. People look at that Iowa game and go, how did they lose by 31 points to Iowa?
Yeah. And ultimately, that's what kept him out, because you have to look at the quality of the losses. And the OU loss was a good loss. The Iowa one, Iowa wasn't.
But you're right. Had they not lost to Oklahoma, they get in even with the Iowa loss. But I think it's a lot better to have that one loss and then win the games you're supposed to win, because, you know, if you ever have a two-loss season, the only reason they were in the conversation, I think, is because they played Oklahoma non-conference.
Yeah. All right, we haven't done a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day yet, so let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. Well, holiday season, right? People tend to drink more during the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Generally. So it's there's parties. So it's kind of acceptable to drink a little more. We take you to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, where even the animals are getting in on the act. Apparently, an opossum was able to sneak into Cash's liquor store. And when employees returned to the store, they found a discombobulated opossum laying on the ground next to an open bottle of bourbon.
That's awesome.
And he was not actually playing
this
possum.
This is fake news.
No, this is real news. He was definitely drunk. It was on Bro Bible, so it's yeah, they're pretty reliable. The worker said the female opossum was salivating and appeared to be pale and disoriented when she dropped it off at the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge. Apparently what happened was she had, they speculate that the possum got in through the roof and knocked over a bottle, which she then proceeded to drink the whiskey, all of it. Now, I don't know what the blood alcohol level for an opossum would be for a full bottle of whiskey, but somehow it survived. So, I think...
You think it drank the whole bottle?
Well, I mean, it spilled. It was spilled, so I'm sure some of it didn't get to, but it...
I'm going
to
try this game out with my dog tonight.
Really? See how drunk you can get your dog?
See how it works.
Well, you should do it with a squirrel or something useless in case you kill it.
That's true.
Yeah, because if you get a squirrel...
I don't touch squirrels, though. They're rats.
Well, they are rats, but give a squirrel a whole bottle of... And what you do is put like a little nut on it, right? So it'll go to get the nut, and then pour it down his throat. Whole bottle of Jack Daniels. And see what happens. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I think I've told the story before about the time my cats got into my weed.
No.
Oh, well, this is when we lived out by the old station. And I was having a hard time getting weed from anybody out there. So I finally get some and leave it out on the table. And I come home and they've torn into the package. And it's what's left is spread out over the table. So I'm a little bit pissed off. But they've eaten about half of it. And they're both just sort of sitting there staring at each other and not moving. And kind of like, well, if you guys died from this, that'd be okay with me. But you bastards got my weed. But yeah, they didn't move for like a day. They were just like, I'm just going to sit here and stare at the other cat.
You know what cats usually do anyway?
Pretty much, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Now, here's an interesting take that I completely disagree with. Auburn should be in the playoffs. They beat Bama and Georgia when they were both number one and lost to the now number one. They are the real snub, not OSU, who got killed by Iowa. Three losses, brother. You can't get in with three losses.
Three losses.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can't even begin to make a case for Auburn.
Granted, they don't have a bad loss.
No, they don't. But
they have three of them.
They have three of them.
It's not even, there's no discussion.
And they had everything. They had every opportunity to get in. All they had to do was win the game.
And here's the other thing.
So
when they played Georgia the second time, they weren't even competitive.
No.
I don't know what changed. But
they got their butts. Well, I think a couple things happened was, you know, for one thing, Georgia was able to run the football better and get the lead.
Yeah.
And play from ahead. And I think Auburn, they left a lot on the field to beat Alabama the week before.
Yeah.
It's really hard to have those kind of efforts.
Against those kind of teams.
Yeah. And you know, and I think there was some bad blood from that first game. And not only that, Georgia, there were a lot of plays in that first game where Kirby Smart thought the receivers were being held and sent tape to the office. So I was not really surprised. Somebody wants to know, what did that squirrel do to you guys? You heartless bastards. LOL. Hey, he's a squirrel. He's a rat. So. So he says LSU is a borderline bad loss. I'm like, not really. I think once they turned it around after that Troy debacle,
I mean,
turned into a pretty good football team.
Yeah, LSU's that's not a bad loss. LSU's a good football team. They were a mess early on, but they figured it out. And yeah, I'm not going to put bad on LSU. They probably it was a disappointing season, but I'm not going to say bad.
713-780-ESPN is your
The Troy loss was bad.
The Troy loss is a bad loss, yeah.
But it wasn't a bad season.
Did you see that?
Plus, they beat Syracuse. Clemson couldn't do that.
There is that. Very strange. Is it Frank? Let's go to Frank.
Frank the Tank? Hey, Sports Frank.
Hello?
Hey, Sports.
Frank? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, were you waiting on hold to talk to us?
Yeah, hi.
Here's your chance. Go.
Hey, my name's David. So my question
Good
was,
Lord.
What do you guys do to fix?
Sorry, David. Go ahead.
To fix the Texans O-line next season, would you start Davenport or trade up in the draft, or what would you guys do?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that with Lance. I think you've got to invest. If you've got 3 third-round picks, I think 2 of them should be on the offensive line, and I think you have to go out and find some help in free agency as well. And like Lance said, you're not going to find a reasonable tackle on the free agent market. Probably. I mean, there might be one, or you'll overpay for an old guy. But for the most part, it's going to have to be through the draft. And the inside, I think you can take care of with some free agency.
Yeah. I don't know how you fix it, to be honest. That's one that, unless you can make a trade with somebody, and you don't have a lot to trade. And I also think you're going to have to, do something about the secondary next year too. I mean, there's just a lot of holes. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Somebody wants to know, AJ, who do you have winning the overrated bowl between Wisconsin and Miami? who's the least overrated in your mind?
I don't know, but I tell you what, I'll tell you this: I don't want to watch that game. I really have no interest in watching it. I've said all year long, I don't think either one of them are as good as people think they are, or their ranking or record would tell you. And Miami definitely got exposed. Wisconsin, they played Ohio State tough, but I think it's more of a – I don't think Ohio State's that great either.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
$5 chicken burrito Monday. Uber burrito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 269 says, LSU lost to Troy. You can't take that away. No, you can't, but you also can't just assume teams don't improve.
Yeah.
So
you can't pretend for the rest of the season they weren't pretty damn good. Yeah, trust me, I was crapping on LSU after that Troy loss because they had just the 2 weeks before that they'd gotten blown out by Mississippi State, and I was like, man, Ed Orgeron's not the right guy there. After that Troy game, they had one loss at Alabama. Okay,
And they were in that
game. They could have won that game.
Yeah,
they could have won that game. So no, I think LSU is good.
And once they got it turned around, and that made for that's a good win for Alabama, and I don't think it was a bad loss for Auburn. So, did you see who UCF is trying to land?
Who?
Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, if I'm Sumlin, though, I think I can get a better job. I think I can get another Power 5 job.
Yeah, but you would have thought that the job, Arizona State, would have been a good fit, right? Yeah.
Oh, even Arkansas. Although, Arkansas has a new AD. They hired the guy from Houston, Hunter Yurecek, so he'll be doing the hiring now. He has no ties to Sumlin because that was long before he got there. So, I don't know. Not quite sure what direction that they'll go, but that's an important hire for Arkansas. And I saw that Chad Morris and Mike Norville were two names that came up. I like both those guys. I think they're going to get good jobs at some point.
What other jobs are open?
Well, UCF now open. Arkansas is open.
Tennessee
still.
And that's it, right?
I think so.
Oh, Florida State,
yeah, which apparently
Did the Willie Taggart interview not go well?
I think they were, from what I understand, they were trying to lowball him.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know who's, that's foolish. Who would Mississippi State hire?
They hired the guy from Penn State, the former Florida coach.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah, According to CBS Sports, that Norville and Morris are the leading candidates for Arkansas.
Okay.
I prefer Chad Morris mainly because he's had to build that thing up from nothing, and Norville took over a pretty damn good program from Justin Fuente and inherited an awful lot.
He'd probably be happy to get out of there.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you get 2 years at a school where you do that well, I think you want out.
Here are the here's the full list of open college football jobs, or at least, you know, FBS jobs. Arkansas, Florida State, Kent State is open. Louisiana Lafayette is open. Rice is still open. South Alabama, Tennessee, UCF, and UTEP.
Apparently Tennessee did reach out to Les Miles. That wouldn't be a bad hire at this point.
Well, didn't Les Miles say, yeah, I'd like that job?
Yeah. But I guess Fulmer's the AD there now, so.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
But you kind of lose track of some of these because so many of them, and obviously I think the Aggies made the home run hire with Fisher. But
oh, no doubt.
I like Scott Frost in Nebraska. I think that just makes perfect sense.
I like Chip Kelly to UCLA.
Yeah, that's a good hire too. So I would say all three of those winners so far, at least on paper.
Ole Miss just hired their interim guy, didn't they?
Yeah. Like
that's official now, right?
Yeah.
Matt Luke?
Yeah, they did that like the day after the season.
That's so weird. Who'd Oregon State hire?
Who did they hire?
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Jonathan Smith.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't remember.
John Smith.
Of course.
Pocahontas' boyfriend. Hmm. Right?
Didn't he like found the...
Or was that Joe Smith?
I don't know. One of them founded the Mormon Church?
The
Mormon Church, yeah.
I think it was him. I think it's the same guy.
Probably. Oh, this guy's creepy looking.
John Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an odd bird. He's young too. He's like 38.
He's 38.
He was the OC at Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you had it right with John Smith.
John Smith was the
Pocahontas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for you Google it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you were thinking it was maybe Joe, too?
No, I was thinking it was John.
Okay.
And then just to confirm.
Oh, thank you. Did he have an H in his name?
Yes.
Oh, this is just J-O-N.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, this is different. Yeah, different guy. So this guy did not date Pocahontas at any point, allegedly.
Scott in Deer Park asked me why we care about Pig U. Aren't you a kook? I care about everything. I care about all of them. It just doesn't matter what I am.
Because it's our job.
It doesn't matter. Because guess what? There's listeners that care. We got Arkansas fan listening to the show.
Yeah, Fred. Because you're a Coug, you should only talk about UH.
Sorry. Do better than 7-4. John, any podcast stuff to pitch today?
We did one today. It's going to air tomorrow. More DC stuff and more DC and Marvel stuff. And Michael's still watching Walking Dead.
Ah.
So
did you talk about the fact that there might be a Harley Quinn standalone?
No, we didn't talk about that. But Michael's saying like they're Walking Dead's back into that pattern of... AJ, you still watch it, right?
I haven't watched last night, but yeah, I've watched it a little bit. Like, yeah. I've watched this season.
I think it's one of those where they... I feel like it might be a much better show if they limited the episodes to like 12. I think they're on 16 right now.
Yeah, you know what I hate the most about Walking Dead, honestly? I hate the way they shoot it. Like the camera, like they make it look crappier than it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why can't you just shoot in HD and make it look good? Like, because I feel like I'm watching standard definition television and watch The Walking Dead. I hate it.
I don't know. I guess they want to give you that, I don't know, effect.
No, I just want to see, I paid good money for my TV. I want to see it in 4K is what I want to see, Walking Dead. I want to see I want to be able to pick out the blood cells that are leaking out of the zombies' mouths. That's what I want. Because that's what I paid for.
You know what I hate about The Walking Dead?
Everything?
Nothing, because I don't watch it.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you.
Oh, you guys need to get on The Punisher if you haven't already. That's a good show.
On what?
Punisher?
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Yeah. A lot of blood and guts and brutal, like, beat downs with like sledgehammers and stuff.
I want to watch Punisher, Godless, and there was one more show on. Oh, that Mindhunter. I want to watch those things.
Godless is one I'm interested in. Punisher too, but I'm just behind on everything because
football. That's why.
I haven't even finished Stranger Things. We did like three of them, and I'm just kind of like, it's okay. It's not. it's not capturing me. And I've got
when college basketball ends. Your boy's watching nothing but no sports. I'm not watching any sports for like probably a month.
That's a long time away.
I know. That's the problem.
Well, you won't. There won't be anything to watch till Rockets playoffs.
That's true.
You can basically sit out a month and just watch TV.
Yeah, because I'm not going to watch every regular season baseball game. Who can do that?
No.
I don't care if you did win the World Series.
Well, apparently this debate comes up every year about whether or not Die Hard qualifies as a Christmas movie. Why is this still a thing? Apparently, they did a poll that revealed only 13% of those polled believed it should be considered a Christmas movie.
This is like that shirt, the dress. Is it blue or
yeah
or white and gold? Like that's one of it's that type of a.
It's a Christmas discussion. Movie. Period. End of discussion. The best ever. Done.
I think most people feel the other way, right? That's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Only 13% of are intelligent people.
Do you think Gremlins is a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
I'm not sure I ever watched Home Alone, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Home Alone's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, Home Alone could have taken place on any other holiday. It would have been the same movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, if Kevin's parents had left him behind for summer vacation, it still could have been the same movie.
Yeah, same with Thanksgiving.
So, it's just like Die Hard. Like, my wife says, oh, it happened on Christmas, but that doesn't make it a Christmas movie. I'm like, well, Home Alone happened on Christmas, but if it would have happened on summer vacation,
it happens on Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that. Well, why is this a debate? John, this is the kind of important stuff I need you to do on Comicast.
Tyler says that it can't have. It has to be a Christmas movie only because he uses ornaments to thwart the bad guys.
That's true. I mean, that's a good point.
But if it's a Thanksgiving movie, you could use Thanksgiving ornaments.
You could like
a turkey leg.
Break a turkey leg and stab somebody in the neck with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why this is a debate.
Let's end it now.
Okay, let's end
the debate.
It's decided. Yeah, the Blitz has decided it's a Christmas movie, and that's the end of it.
You know what I've decided? Tri-Eagle Energy is awesome. You know why? Many reasons. Starts born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low electricity rate, and they provide you tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. These are my kind of people. That's what I like to hear. Use promo code ESPN, you're going to get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you'll get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. Great would it be not to worry about your electricity rates for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. You can ask your Ecobee to set the timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, so much more. Tri-Eagle Energy will come out and install it for free because they're nice guys. And they don't think you can do it on your own, probably. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series Championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It's incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's perfect for any Astros fan. Easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com, download your copy today. Soccer matters! Glenn Davis coming up next, and I've not seen Glenn out there yet, but Victor's out there, so I know soccer is going to matter here in about 11 minutes.
There you go.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, Jack. Yeah.
So, have a dumbass report?
I do.
Let's dumbass it then.
You want to know where it starts?
Florida.
No.
Texas?
Cleveland, Texas.
Oh, dear.
That's right. And apparently this is happening all the time. Randy Earl Jones. That's Jong's friend, Randy Earl Jones.
Is that James Earl Jones' brother?
No, it's Jong's friend, Randy.
Oh, okay.
He is facing Class B misdemeanor charges. And you might say, well, why? What's going on? Well, he got in trouble at Walmart, Fred.
Oh, no.
What do you think he did?
peed in a corner.
He stole from Walmart?
Well, misdemeanor. I'm going to say he peed in the aisle.
No, but he did have that part out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He Louis CK'd it?
He was pleasuring himself in front of customers at the Walmart in Cleveland.
Oh, God. Who gets turned on by Walmart women?
I don't know.
Oh.
No offense, but can you imagine what the women in the Walmart in Cleveland look like?
Are you sure he was getting turned on by the women or the products?
It better be the products. And even then, it's Walmart.
Well, he gets around because he was already on probation in San Jacinto County for the same offense. A repeat offender for indecent exposure in Texas must register as a sex offender.
Oh.
And it looks like...
So he's a serial spanker.
He's a sex offender now. Not wise, guys, in the words of our former boss.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, God. Come on, guys.
Stop.
We don't need to go there.
Make it stop.
Yeah, we don't need to do that during
and this. And, Daddy, what drives the order? What's the deciding factors of the order, Daddy?
What's the order that you spank it in Walmart?
You San Jacinto first. And then,
but hey, Cleveland.
How do we know he didn't do it somewhere else? And he just didn't get caught.
That's quite possible.
This could be a serial spanker that has been doing it for years. Maybe he was even in the wanted Westheimer and got away with it.
Maybe
because
so.
You know, in that one, if you go to that one, nobody's going to notice anything because it's nothing but crazy.
Oh, I can't imagine what it's like there. But either way,
I can because I've been in that thing and I never will again.
At the Walmart in Cleveland?
No, not Cleveland. I'm talking about the one at Westheimer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm out on Walmart, period.
Yeah, I avoid it at all costs. Like, somebody posted a meme that was like, or it was Raheel. Raheel posted on Twitter something about the last thing you bought at Walmart. And I was like, I couldn't even tell you. It's been years and years and years. There's a video of this that makes it a lot better. If you go check it, you could.
Of the guy masturbating?
No. This is a different. We're on to the next story.
Okay, I didn't want to see that.
How does that make it better?
The story. This is the headline: Teen thrown from car spinning donuts in San Francisco.
Oh, cool!
And it's really funny to watch. Which I mean, it's technically not funny because there's a child, but it's funny because if you know,
when you say child, how old?
He's a teen or teenager.
Okay. It's one thing if it's a four-year-old.
It's a black Camaro spinning donuts when the passenger side door pops open. I'm guessing usually doors open when you pull the handle. They usually don't just open on their own.
Yeah.
And apparently was not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
Was ejected from the car.
I do not feel sorry for him at all.
He is instantly on the ground screaming in pain. The driver stopped. Picked up the teenager, put him back in the car, and drove off. Figueroa, the guy who owns the restaurant that it happened in front of, said the teen is 16 or 17 years old. His store surveillance cameras captured the bystander's reaction. Just recently, they say the teen came in using crutches from another injury. So, that's, again, you do dumb things.
Yeah, that's one where, you know what, if you go ahead and die in an accident, you're probably saving the world a little bit of trouble.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. You probably saved everybody a headache. What do I want to do with my last one here? I've got decisions to make. I'll go with this one. Los Angeles. Car chase suspect. They spent over 3 hours after the guy ran out of gas basically playing hide and seek with this guy. He ditched a vehicle at 11:26 p.m., fled into a backyard in East L.A. after he ran out of gas. Oh, it's just kidding. Story update. He remains at large.
Oh, God.
Like, they had him cornered with the helicopter flashing the light into the yard. When the cops got there, he wasn't there.
Are these like the FBI agents from The Blacklist that just let everybody get away?
That's a good call. That's probably what happened here, now that I think about it. Have you been watching that show lately?
Well, the wife's still on it, so... And it's actually... From what I've seen this year, it's gotten better.
It's better.
But, I mean, I don't really...
Because now you know Reddington's her dad.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I don't watch it...
Reddington is her dad.
Which we kind of always knew, but...
Right. Now you know for sure, though.
Yeah. No, but when she watches it, I don't... I mean, I don't watch it with her, but I don't leave the room either. So I've kind of been keeping up with it. But, yeah, the FBI in that show is so incompetent. No, they're bad. They'll send two people to catch somebody who you know is going to escape. But I digress.
Redding taking his who?
Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy, why are you a big criminal? Why are you a world-renowned criminal?
And, Daddy, what drives the order? What's the deciding factors of the order, Daddy?
I don't
Daddy?
Know, honey. I don't know.
God. All right, that's going to wrap it up. What a thing.
I can't wait till Friday.
Yeah, this is going to – you're going to chase him off. I know it. Want to thank Lance Zierlein for joining us. He was great as always. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, Soccer Matters coming up next. Stay sports, you bitches. So